Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Correct Opinions. It is February 5th, and Chiefs are Super Bowl champs. Go Chiefs. I had people saying I ruined the Super Bowl for them because that's all they think of when they hear that chant now. But we're back, baby. Episode 21. And we're going to talk a little. We're going to break down the Chiefs, where I've been lately. Talk a little about Amber Alerts, multi-level marketing companies, and so forth. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. And they won it. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Holy cow. Those who don't know, I'm a fan. It's been very fun to follow, and wow. Move this a little bit. Move this table, excuse me. So life's good, dude. Life's good. I'm gonna move my plant there for my YouTube people watching. I post this to YouTube as well if you ever want to watch me talk, which would be even more crazy. I'm just kidding. Thank you for listening. It's awesome you guys listen week to week, so thank you. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. What a time. I got my Chiefs Super Bowl shirt on. Kansas City is popping. I was in Kansas City for the game. It's crazy out here. And it was just a good weekend, man, because my tour tickets went on sale as well. And holy cow, we've already sold out several shows. We've added a few shows. So Oklahoma City, St. Louis, we added a late show. Since y'all are popping in there so much, so get it now. We're going to do a couple shows there, which is great. And really, I just want to say sincerely thank you. Making stuff on the internet and having people follow is one thing, but having people actually take time out of the schedule, dollars out of their pocket to come see a show that I've created, that's wild. So many of you, thousands of you are coming out. I can't wait to see y'all, meet you. The show I've worked very hard on, very proud of it, so I'm really, really pumped to show so many people. And so many people are like, why aren't you coming to the West Coast? Why aren't you coming to Boston? Well, maybe I will, okay? One day. Listen, people, my agent just says, hey, Trey, here's this is what we think makes sense right now here. I don't know how to do any of this, okay? I'm not. So we'll do more eventually, and we'll probably come somewhere near you. So just be patient. My chips and tresos, my tresadillas. Thank you it's very kind to see so many people want me to come to different places. And I'm excited to go to all these places. I'm going to places I've never been. I'm going to go to more places I've never been. Just hang tight with me. And thank you for those who are in the cities. I'm going in the spring and you're coming out. Royal Oak, Michigan. I think we're going to sell out 2 shows there. Let's go. And it's amazing. So treykennedy.com/tour. If you haven't gotten your tickets, if there's four in your city and you got some available, don't mess around. They're getting close to sold out, which I can't believe, but man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I make fun of multi-level marketing companies in the show, so that should be, encouragement enough to come out. I've been wanting to make fun of those for so long, and I've saved it for the live show instead of posting something online, so I'm pretty pumped. Multi-level marketing companies. I know y'all women deal with it more than us men probably, but we still do. But I do a lot because I have a social media following. Random people. Wow, Trey, what if we teamed up, man? What if I got you under my umbrella? You just posted about Arbonne or something. I'll never forget. I don't think I've told this story. If I do, I really apologize. But I was like one of my mom's Oh, I have told this story. I'm almost positive. It's somewhere in a podcast, so I'm not going to tell it. But it was like my mom's friend. Have I told this story? Anyways, she was like, yeah, I might have an opportunity for you. This is back when I knew nothing. I for sure tell the story. And I meet her for coffee and realize 5 minutes in, oh, wow, it's this pyramid scheme. Those are, I think we've all been there. I had a little lunch recently where was this random guy. Not a random guy. This guy like knew from years past. But he's like, let's catch up, man. I thought it was kind of random, but I'm always down. So we're grabbing like a lunch. So what's been going on? I'm like, man, we were preparing to do the show. I was like, we're writing the show. I actually have this one bit I'm really pumped about where I just roast pyramid schemes. It's amazing. I can't wait. What have you been up to, man? And I could see him like squirm in his seat. And he was like, oh, you know, just kind of like doing this new thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was a sales pitch. And I just completely checkmated him on accident. He's like, I'm going to get this guy to lunch. And we're going to go in for the kill, baby. Get him under the umbrella. And I was like, oh, what have I been doing, man? Just making fun of what you do for a living for a living. I've been making fun of what you do for a living for my living. Oh man, I just dunked on the guy, paid the bill, just got out of there. So, but I get those messages all the time. You have the perfect personality for this. You don't know me. I ain't trying to sell your Advocare. I don't Advocare. Get out of my face. Okay. But yeah, thank you all for listening to the podcast. I always enjoy listening to your, reading your submissions. Hit up correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Email in stuff you want me to talk about or your submissions. Someone emailed me today. Drumroll, please. We have our first big milestone. It's actually really bad. Someone admitted today. We have our first ever listener who said they got in a car wreck while listening to this podcast. So that is not good. I don't know whether it's my fault. She just goes, thought you might be interested to know that last Thursday night, a truck crashed into me. She said, I woke up in the hospital with no memory of the accident, but I do remember listening to your podcast and laughing at it. God had me under protection, and listening to your podcast put me in a good mood right before I got knocked out. LOL. Thanks for the good times. Oh my gosh. You're welcome. I don't think that she's okay. Obviously, she wrote me the email. She's fine. It's all good. But wow, that's scary. Drive safe, y'all. If you're listening to this in the car, I don't know, man. I don't want any more of that news, but I've had a lot of you hit me up saying your podcast listeners come into the shows. Some of you doing the VIP. I'm going to meet some of y'all. I can't wait, man. Seriously. It's going to be amazing. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Before that, I was in Memphis. I was in Memphis, Tennessee. The Grizzlies had me out to do Faith and Family Night. Faith and Family Night, which I love. So they had me out to speak after the game tell my story, a little Q&A about me, try to be funny, whatever. And it was on the day that Kobe died. So that was horribly depressing. And everyone was sad, so that sucked. But it's all good. It went well. It was fun. Part of having me out, I got to sit courtside, which, holy crap, that's pretty cool. You literally hear the players talking and stuff. But you know what's the best part? I wasn't seeing the players up close. It was seeing the couple next to me out of nowhere, third quarter. I just look over and the guy's like on a knee to the girl next to me. Will you marry me? I'm like, oh my God. Oh my. It wasn't like a thing like on the Jumbotron or like, and now direct your attention. He just like, he was like a 30-second coach's timeout. He just real quick was like, bam, want to marry me? She was like, yep. And he sat back down and we're like, bam, game's back on. It's like, respect, dude. And he just cheered on they both just cheered on the team like it was nothing. They're like, boom, marry me? Yes, good. Moving on. Go Grizzlies. So Faith and Family Night. Yo, talk about, I'm going to pop that question on Family Night. We are starting a family now. Will you marry me? Family is beginning. So they were not messing around. I just got up. I just was very awkward, handled it very poorly. But they're very happy. I overheard them being like, I love you so much. And This is kind of beautiful. Just pop down into Jersey and pop the question, man. I don't think my fiance would have enjoyed that. I mean, for just like at a tailgate with a football jersey on.
Woo! Yeah, touchdown. Hey, hey, babe.
Check this out.
Bam!
Diamond ring. Want to marry me? She'd be like, what? Okay, well, I'm like, could you kind of hurry up and answer? Like, the timeout's almost over. So, you know I don't want to miss the game. So, yeah, I don't think that would go well for me, but to each their own. To each their own. And they're very happy. So, I'm happy for them. But I was there. I did a... It's funny when I go to some of these things and I'm humbled, right? Like, I'm... Oh, Grizzly's going to have me out. I'm going to do a little speaking thing. I'm going to sit courtside. Okay, I'm kind of hot stuff. And then things happen like God just does something to like humble me. You know what I mean? Like things happen. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not that cool. I like at the beginning, they're like, hey, we're going to, during the game, the MC person at the stadium, like, hey, I'm just going to like just stand over here. And I'll be like, hey guys, stick around after for Trey Kennedy. I'm like, okay. So I just kind of stood there awkwardly like, and she was like, guys, stick around after the game for motivational speaker Trey Kennedy. I was like, oh, is that what I am? She does not have any idea who I am or what I do. So that's, I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and announce it to the whole stadium. Okay, I don't really like all this attention, but if you want it. And she's like, motivational. She's like, I don't know who this guy is, but I guess someone's hired him to come do this. So I'm just supposed to say, stick around. Motivational speak. Heck, I don't know what it, TikTok. TikToker Trey Kennedy is going to stick around the game and teach you guys how to TikTok. I'm like, what? That's not... Okay, yes, I am a TikToker, but that's not exactly what... I don't know. It's always good. Or like, we sat in our courtside seats. I'm like, courtside, this is where I belong. Okay? What's up? I'm like, what's up? What's up, Devin Booker? No, I didn't talk to any of the players. And then the lady comes over. She's like, excuse me, sir, you're in someone's seats. I'm like, No. Like the Grizzlies had me out here and like sat me down right here. She's like, oh no, someone else has these seats. So I'm like, And I'm like, I go off to the box office and group of 15 year olds are like, Dre, I love your TikToks. And there's like this weird crowd happening. Like, oh, who's this guy? Like, I don't. And they're like, we're trying to sort his tickets. He said he's supposed to sit there. And everyone's like, who is this guy? I don't know. Apparently he's on TikTok and he thinks he's supposed to sit. It was just like, okay, this is nice. This is bringing me back down. This is good. While I wait to figure out how I don't actually have these tickets, I am, you know, little Timmy's asked me to follow him on TikTok. So this is good. This is bringing me back down to the earth. But no, the Grizzlies treat me well. We got it set back up. I did sit courtside. That was cool. But it's just little moments like that. Little moments, which is helpful. You know, like when I'm several hundred people stuck around to hear what I had to say, which was cool. But halfway through it, you have like people are leaving. It's like, this is boring. They just walk out. I'm like, oh, this is good to have every now and then. Just a nice little reality check. I thought they were going to come out, hire me to come out and do this, get a paycheck. I got a reality check is what I got, which is good. It's just good. Everyone likes those every now and then.
Am I right?
I got an Amber Alert the other day. You guys ever getting those? It's like, what's that noise? I gotta play that. Amber Alert. Has anyone ever looked at those and done anything more than go, oh, just put it in your pocket? Huh. I think this is the sound. That's not it. All right. It goes off, something like that in your phone, and you're just like, oh my God. It's like, most of the time I find myself like, oh, that's so loud. Like, ugh, leave me alone. That's horrible. Has anyone ever been like, we're on it? And they go track down the Hyundai Cilantro. It's like, I don't. What do you want me to do? Silver alerts are a whole other thing. I fully believe later in my life I will activate several silver alerts. Where's Trey? Gosh dang it. He said he was going to get another Big Mac and we don't know where he is. And I'll just be like asleep on the side of the road. Yeah, I was just tired. I don't know. Hardly know what I'm doing. I threw my back out again. I went, dude, I played pickup basketball last week. Played basketball for the first time in maybe 9 months. Like, this would be, that's when you know you're old. When you start to, instead of basketball being like, yeah, man, this will be fun. You're like, this would be a good way to get a little sweat. This would be a nice way to just get, yeah, I'm not looking to like do anything too intense. Just trying to get a little cardio. It's just a good way to get a little cardio. That's when you know it's, you're just done. Your athletic career has ended. When that's what you're saying. Yeah, just, yeah, I got to double the socks up, you know, don't want to get blisters. You know, it's just, you know, it's done. So that's what it was. Yeah, man, just want to get a little sweat in. I went out, didn't make a shot. At one point, like, twisted my knee a little. I'm like, ow, that hurts. And then on my drive home, I kid you not, I'm just driving home. Like, you know, that was fun, I guess. I don't know. It just kind of made me feel crappy about myself. You know, I just was bad at the game I used to be less bad at and could hardly run around. Just, oh, my! The first game, my knee hurt, but then the second game, my wrist hurt. That's kind of a fun game we're playing. And halfway through the drive home, a little post-game injury. Halfway through the drive home, my back just goes, aah! And I'm like, ah! It's one of those, like, knocks, your back tightens up so much, I, like, knock the wind out of me. I was like, ah! And by the time I got home, I couldn't get my shoes off. They could not bend over. I, you know, yeah, call my chiropractor, make an emergency appointment. I really need to come in. Rough night at the gym last night, you know. All right, you're just going to want to put a little ice on that. You know, what am I? I'm 27. I'm sick of this, but I'm stretching. I'm getting better. I just don't know. I got problems, man. And then I'm at home putting on CBD, Rolly, Icy Hot stuff, CBD Biofreeze. It's like, yeah, it's just nice and soothing. Like, I shouldn't be doing this at this age. I'm doing it. It helped. It felt good. It's a whole thing, man. I thought it'd be fun. Talking about the show and going on tour and stuff. Ooh, I do want to tell y'all, I'm back in the music studio making music. Should I give y'all a sneak peek? Y'all my homies on the podcast. I'm going to give you a sneak peek. I don't care, dude. I'm going to give you a rough version sneak peek right now. We're out there making tracks. Oh, I should tell the story too. It's pretty hilarious. Drink a water break. Thank you. We're making tracks. This is a little, I'm just going to give you a taste. That's it. Just a little taste. Okay. Here we go. You're my Correct Opinions fam.
Here we go again on your Instagram. You really got me sad.
Oh, that quality wasn't great, but you hear it. So I'm back doing that, which is fun. My voice is shot. I was out there just. I'm also, when I make the show, the comedy show, I go a lot into random comedy clubs to kind of work on stuff, right? That's how I don't just like write an hour show and be like, well, let's go do it. Hope this works. I've tested it. I feel good about it. So we've worked very hard on it. I have, really. So that's what you do. But you go into these comedy, so you're trying new jokes, so you don't know, like, I oftentimes go in and I'll start a bit and then quickly realize, like, oh, this isn't funny. And you're just stuck up there telling a joke. You're like, yeah. And then, am I right? And it's just quiet. Thought it might be fun to relive some of those. And y'all might think I don't think it's like brutally unfunny, but you get the picture. Like, I was trying to make some joke about how I'm completely dependent on my phone. So I was at a comedy club. I was like, this one bit I did. And I was just like, you know, I mean, I need this phone to get anywhere. If my phone dies, I'm going to have to spend the night here because I don't know how to get home. And they got a few chuckles. I was like, yeah, come on, y'all. Prove it. Y'all don't know where to go either. Prove it. Everyone right now point north. And no one participated at all. They just like sat there and looked at me. And then in my head, I guess I thought it played that everyone would like attempt to point somewhere. But everyone just sat there. And I was like, exactly. And then everyone was confused. So that's what happens sometimes. You just know what's going to happen. And then I realized, oh, this next few jokes aren't going to work at all. But I might as well try. And so I just got worse. I was like, and what's funny too, when you go into a random club, you don't know who's going to be there. So this audience was like definitely older. And the joke was like, I don't know anything about directions. The only direction I know about is One Direction. Like, I know I have a better chance of telling you where Harry Styles is than where Southeast is. And I could tell people were like, what is he even talking about? They're just looking at me. I was like, tough crowd. Armpits start sweating, start farting. Why do I talk about farts every episode? I didn't even mean to say that. Sweat starts dripping down your armpits, and I'm like, huh. Yeah, right. Thanks. That's a good joke. So that's, but that's what's cool. It, like any comedy show you've ever seen, probably. Or what I'm going to do, like, yeah, it's not my first time doing it, but we've tried it out a lot. I've tried it out a lot and discovered like, oh, I think this is funny. People have laughed at it before. So I hope you do too. So I feel confident you guys are going to come out and enjoy the show. So thank you. Cause I've been working last year behind the scenes, getting it right. And now it's fun. Now you just go out and see my people, my y'all, and do the thing. So that's what's cool about that. I love that. Like I said, little moments of just getting humbled. Like, oh, I'm killing it. I'm going on tour. And then I go do a little set and no one laughs. And I'm like, okay, well, what they laughed at some things that were great because I'm funny and you should know that and see me on tour. Duh. And quit sending me poop stories, guys. Okay. I know I talked. I'm sorry I did poop stuff. The amount of poop stuff you're sending me, we don't need to keep doing this. Okay. You know, people are sending me stuff like this. Massachusetts serial pooper arrested after police catch her defecating in parking lot. I don't want to read about this anymore. Okay? Stop sending me poop stuff. Oh, that is funny, though. Why are people pooping in the parking lot? Wait, I'm reading this right now. Okay, now we're just going to read it. Why are we doing this? 8 counts of wanton, dang it, dude, now y'all know I don't know words. Wanton, it's deliberate or unprovoked. Wanton destruction of property after they saw her defecating outside a store, and I guess the store owner said, there's nothing more disgusting coming to your parking lot in the morning, day after day, and seeing piles of human excrement. Weird flex, but okay. Weird flex. So yeah, stop sending me those, please. I saw a commercial. We were watching Super Bowl and stuff. I saw a commercial for F9, Fast and Furious 9. I'm proud to say I haven't seen one of them. Who's watching Fast and Furious 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and now 9? Who are you? Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel would be without a job. He'd be pooping in parks if it not were Fast and Furious. Why? How many are they going to make? It's like Survivor's coming out with season 40. Now, let me say, I like Survivor. Let me just say, I like Survivor. I still watch it. Whenever I say this to people, they go, is that still on? I get how it's silly. 40, who's still watching this? I guess me. Who's watching, my grandkids will be growing up. Vin Diesel's grandkid. Fast and Furious 71. They're all just in Fast and Furious. What are you going to do when all our cars are self-driving? They're screwed. That's what I can't wait for. I'm most excited for self-driving cars, not for like because it'll be cool or safety even. So Fast and Furious can end. They can't do it anymore. What are you going to do? My self-driving car is sicker than yours. Ready? I'm going to turn it on and that's it. That's why I'm excited for it. Come on, Elon Musk, help us end the Fast and Furious franchise. Let's get those going, please. That's why, dude. How many are they going to make? I just never understood those movies. There's like nothing to it, and they just like are driving cars off of helicopters into canyons and off of skyscrapers. I'm like, what is going on? They should just have a Fast and Furious where they text and drive for 2 hours. I would kill that, dude. Text and drive. I'm so good at text and driving. I'm kidding. Don't text and drive. But everyone thinks that. No, I can do it, though. Like, I'm good at it. Text and driving's terrible. Don't text and drive. I'm talking to myself. I've actually gotten great at it. I used to do it without regard at all because I was a tool. But I don't do it anymore because not safe. Hear from one of our listeners got in a car crash, man. I bet that guy was texting and driving when he hit her. And he was, listen to my podcast and don't text and drive. Like our good listener. Glad she's safe and healthy. Okay. We have a few ads.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And we're back from our commercial break. Thank you. Guys, I just can't stop talking about the tour. Honestly, I feel like get in a candy shop. What do you guys want to see? I'd love for you to DM me or hit me at correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Like, the show's built, but I'm putting the finishing touches on it, putting little sparks. So I'd love to hear what you really want to see. Whatever that is. Could be anything. But thanks for the love. The Are You For Real tour. I can't believe it. We're very pumped. Had a lot of people being like, is it okay for my kids to come? I have children. Since everyone who follows me is a Facebook mom. Is it okay for my kids? I'm kidding. Kind of. I'm kidding. So, they're like, is it okay for my kid to come? Da, da, da. All I say is the show is the same as everything you've seen from me. So that's different for different people. I'm not going to sit here and be like, yes, it's perfect for 3-year-olds. I don't know. It's the same. I'm not going to go rogue on tour and just be like, you know, just start making crack jokes and dropping F-bombs. You know what I mean? It's going to be similar to all the stuff I'm doing. So that's up to you to decide. I don't know. I got a hilarious email, though. It's always funny. I think most of y'all listening will get this. Like, I think most people will put two together. Like, if you follow me for a long time, you kind of assume the show. You kind of know what the show's, the vibe of the show, right? I had this dude hit me up. His name's Randy. Of course it is. And he just goes, I got an email promoting your tour. But nowhere on your website does it say what kind of humor it is. He said, this email reads to me kind of like what, who does it? Like, has any music artist or like comedian ever been like, here's a description. The music will sound like pop. It will contain lyrics about love. And it was like it's just, you know, or you don't. He goes, there's no description of it. Do you use profanity? Do you do sexual references? Like most comedians. Little shot there. I'm like, easy. Do you talk about religion? I'm trying to promote wholesome entertainment, but I'm having trouble identifying your approach. Can you help me with this? Identify your approach. I never thought I would get asked that question. Guys, I'm going on tour. Going to have a fun, just lighthearted, fun time. Identify your approach. Because you're coming off to me kind of funny, pal. Identify your approach. I'm like, take it easy, Randy. Come on. Didn't respond to him. So, you know, some of those are funny. Just come or don't. Oh, actually, I want you to come. But yeah, I hope that answers your question. And love for the kiddos to come. Unless you're like super, I don't know. Unless you're like Amish or something. There might be some offensive, but if you're Amish, there's no way you could listen to this. Unless you're Breaking Amish, which is a great show. Holy cow. Have you ever seen Breaking Amish? Dude, I read this memoir about Amish people. I didn't know much about them. Very interesting. But, man, oh, man. I'm not going to say that. Okay. But it's funny, man. I have, like, my own mom. You'll enjoy this. My own mom was like, could we have maybe get tickets? I'm like, yes, mom, you can. You don't have to pay to come to your son's show. Okay, that's fine. And then she was like, what about your cousins and aunt and uncle? I'm like, okay, that's, you know, I know them. I love them. That's fine. Then she texted me like, hey, what about like your divorced third cousin? I'm like, no. Stranger. This is a stranger. Family reunions, maybe it's a generational thing, or I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't like him. It's like, I agree family should mean something, but there's got to be a limit. There's got to be a limit. If you're my 7th cousin, dude, bye-bye. Don't talk to me. You're a stranger. Dude, we have some of the same blood. But, well, Yeah, I literally don't know your name. So it's cool that we are somehow related, but it's one of my worst fears, dude. People accidentally like marrying a distant relative. You know that happens. Like, have you ever seen those couples where you're like, they look a little bit too much alike? You guys sure? Like, they're like, yeah, we found out actually that, like, so yeah, they're my high school sweetheart. They look so much alike. They're like, we were high school sweethearts. We actually found out like our great grandparents, like, were born at the same hospital. Isn't it a small world? Like, oh yeah, you guys are cousins. That's what that. You ever seen a couple like that, dude? I went to a wedding recently. She's up there. Her dad walks her down the aisle. Her groom's waiting on them. And they look like twins. Like, dude, you're marrying your dad. That it looks like your... Do you not see that? Ew. It looks exactly like your dad. You'll never get this. We learned that we found in this history, like we both found in our each, like our attics, that our grandma, our great grandma and his great grandpa, they actually like... They were in the same pre-K class. Yeah, because they were brother-sister. And now you guys are going to have weird morphed babies. Two look too much alike. Very glad. No one would think my fiancé and I are related. It's good to me. Because sometimes these people marry. You're like, yeah, man, I found this girl I'm in love with. And you're like, oh, yeah, that looks like your mom, which is weird. Man, I never... Oof. One time someone tried to set me up with this girl, like, dude, you'll love this girl. She's awesome. I think you want to set you up. They showed me a photo. It could have been my sister's twin. I was like, who are you? Are you trying to ruin my life? Get that sister lookalike out of my face. I don't want any part of that. Ugh. You know, some people get, yes, you'll never forget this. We found out that my mom's maiden name and his great-grandma's maiden name are the same. Isn't that a small world? You're related. Your groom looks too much like your dad. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know how I went down this path, but you know that's happened. You know it has. Dude, wedding planning. Got in a fight. I posted this hilarious video, if I say so myself. People loved it, about couples during engagement. I'm engaged, FYI. Doing the whole wedding planning thing. We got in a huge fight the other night over towels. Yeah. We're doing the registry. I'm like, okay, I need to. I'm like, you just do it. And eventually she's like, no, I need help. This is too much. I need help. Okay, I'll help you. Here's me helping. She's like, no, don't help me like that. So then I'm like, what? She's like, we need to pick out towels. Okay. Let's see. Those look good. Grab six of those. No, we need 22 towels. Why? What if we have 22 people stay the night? We don't know that many people. When the Detroit Pistons come to town, are we housing them? Why would we need 22 towels? And then we just start arguing. So, she's like, we gotta really look at them. I'm like, those white towels, cool. She's like, no, but look at the size. Look at the thread count. Look at that. I want to have some of those mini towels. What are you gonna do with those? I don't know. Me neither. How about the silverware? No, they need to match. The silverware needs to match the crown molding. What? So that's always fun. But it is, I'll be the first to admit, I was wrong about wedding planning. I was always like, dude, can people shut up about planning the wedding? Just do it. It's not that hard. And now I'm like, get me out of this. I thought I could do it quickly. It's just a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. My only contribution will be to pick the band and my idea to have cardboard cut out of us. So people can take pictures with that instead of actually take pictures with us. Genius, right? Loophole. I mean, obviously I'll still be forced to take pictures with people, but that would be fun if that worked. That would be fun. Someone sent me I did some covers, I don't know, a dozen episodes ago. People post these horrible, like, acoustic rap covers. And this one who took the cake was this dude who remade Tatiana, him and his mom. It was like, bust down, Tatiana. I want to see you bust down. He's back again with Roddy Ricch's The Box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put a stick in the box. Pour up the
want to steal. I'm getting lazy.
There's Mom with the harmonies.
I got the mojo deals. We've been traveling like the 80s.
Got the cash out. Oh, she says.
She sucked a neighbor's soul.
Got the cash out.
Told him wipe the neighbor, no.
This woman's name is for sure Lara. Not Laura, Lara, and she's 60-something, and she's just saying the lyrics, sucked a neighbor's soul. Ew. What are you... She has no idea what she's saying. Young man, stop having your mom sing harmonies on this, dude. Find a different vocalist. Mom, come down to the basement. I need you to sing suck a neighbor's soul. Okay, well, I'm not sure what that means. Just sing it, Mom. It's for my YouTube. Ugh. Man, kind of love that. I read an article recently about how my generation doesn't want to make dinner anymore. Because, yeah, I grew up, like, we had dinner every night together. My mom made dinner almost every night, dude, which was great. And now it's like, how am I supposed to make dinner when I can have better tasting food on my doorstep delivered to me like I'm a king for, like, $11? I can live, right now I'm living better than Alexander the Great. 100%. I just have people deliver me things. I have people just, with a few buttons, will just drive me around. Uber's here. I'm the king. What do you expect me to do? You want me to go buy fresh produce and make this whole thing? No. Some stranger is going to drive it to my... The amount of psycho strangers I've just willingly invited to my doorstep via laziness is what it is. But all these apps is really unsettling. I should, you know, if we ever miss a podcast episode, it's because my Lyft driver, my DoorDash, they killed me and dashed. You know what I mean? They came to my door, killed me and dashed. So that's, I got to chill on those. But what am I supposed to do? I make dinner like once a month and it feels good. But then I'm like, that was a lot of work. That sucked. Oh, and I look up, it's 9:45. That took 3.5 hours. Jeez. Forget that. Going to Chipotle, dude. But, okay, I think that's all the time for this week. That was fun. And go Chiefs and TreyKennedy.com/tour. Get your tickets if you haven't. Hurry, hurry. Also, hopefully have some new merch soon. Keep you posted on that. And as always, give us 5-star rating on the Apple podcast. That really helps. Show some love. I appreciate you guys listening. And also a couple things. I've been forgetting to say this for weeks. A couple things. Please share this. Please share the correct opinions on your Insta story and tag me and I will message you back. You have my word. You tag me in your Insta story saying, this is the best podcast ever. This guy is the funniest guy in the whole world. You don't have to say that, but just post it. And tag me, I will say it, I will DM you. Thank you. Second, I would love to have some like materials of like funny bits in the podcast that y'all resonate with to post somewhere, like a little graphic. So if there's any graphic designers listening who would like to, I don't know, you have some free time, you would like to help out, I can hook you up or something. Just hit the correct opinions at TreyKennedy.com email. Okay? Much love, you guys. Do less. God bless. See you on the road. See y'all on the social media world. Talk to you next week on Wednesday. Much love. I'm out. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.